If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
The Republican National Committee allegedly asked several prospective new employees whether the 2020 presidential election was stolen during a spate of unusual job interviews, RadarOnline.com has learned. In the latest development to come after Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, became co-chair of the RNC earlier this month, sources familiar with the matter claimed that Lara and some of ex-President Trump's top advisors quizzed employees about their views on the last presidential election. According to the Washington Post, several of the employees who were allegedly asked about the 2020 election were employees who had worked in key 2024 states. The question about the 2020 election has startled some of the potential employees, who viewed it as questioning their loyalty to Trump and as an unusual job interview question, the Post reported this week. A group of senior Trump advisors have been in the RNC building in recent days conducting the interviews, the outlet added. Meanwhile, RNC spokesperson Danielle Alvarez dismissed the accusations and insisted that prospective employees were not being questioned about their loyalty to ex-President Trump. Candidates who worked on the front line in battleground states or are currently in states where fraud allegations have been prevalent were asked about their work experience, Alvarez explained. We want experienced staff with meaningful views on how elections are won and lost and real experience-based opinions about what happens in the trenches, she added. Still, several potential RNC employees were reportedly worried that they would not be hired for the job if they did not agree that the 2020 presidential election was stolen from Trump. But if you say the election wasn't stolen, do you really think you're going to get hired? One said. GOP strategist Doug High explained that the RNC's recent job interviews, and the alleged questions about the 2020 election being stolen, showcase the problem with Trumpism. The problem with Trumpism is that despite bringing in very smart and very capable people, if you want to play Trump's game, you have to back him up on everything he says, High told the Post. Claims about the election being stolen is kind of the last frontier of that, he said. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Eric Trump's wife was named co-chair of the RNC earlier this month after the committee's former chair, Ronna McDaniel, stepped down. Lara Trump discussed the 2020 presidential election on Tuesday. She insisted that the RNC was past focusing on the previous White House race and instead focused on the next one in November. I think we're past that, she told NBC News. I think that's in the past. The past is the past, and unfortunately, we had to learn a couple of hard lessons in 2020, she acknowledged. Believe me, we are applying them all across this country in every single state, and we want to ensure that, indeed, every single legal vote is counted.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.